You are now on the record.
Okay.
All right, I got to go do my own class now. So.
Can you hear me okay, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Guys,
yeah, I can see you.
It'll
okay, and to pull
it.
Something up, I just pull it up?
Yeah, you choose the share screen button down at the bottom, and that will put whatever you're putting on the screen out for them to see. So okay. Right now we're just seeing your video of you guys. So Kyle sitting there, moving out, backing away, now looking back at.
There's no audio coming through?
No, we hear you.
Oh, okay.
No, what I meant was what I see on the screen. He's not sharing anything right now.
Right. Well, I'm going to try.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and hit share screen down at the bottom. Hey, Shay.
And in his office.
In Kyle's office. They're an Albert.
He's right downstairs.
Yeah, that's where I am.
No, because that was his office. We'd break in and steal that Dr. Pepper off the shelf back there.
It's one of the last 10-2-4s. Gary, if you've got to go, we'll figure it out.
Okay, well, because you're not sharing your screen right now.
There you go.
Share screen.
You can share Safari.
Your big fat face on the screen right now.
Share.
Get recorded.
Good. Screen with computer sound. There you go.
Okay. Should be happening.
Yeah. Now we see the DC. Now we see the Moodle site up on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, your emails and stuff, they're going to be on the screen, so make sure you're careful about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, guys. Enjoy.
Okay. Kaylee just texted and said she's on her way. She's running late.
Okay.
So if you're taking roll, she is coming.
Okay.
So done. To stop sharing just this and for it to go back to the big screen.
Hang
on a second.
No, our last day in class is
in. Oh, that is so freaky. Did you just screen your whole Axe notebook then?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you want it?
Sure. It's the hard copy that I have somewhere. I think it's down there.
Okay. How do I bring them? How do I enlarge this?
Let's see. Where does that, see what that top square does. See what that does. Oh,
that's not good.
Go back. Oh, well, now it's bigger. But you can't see yourself.
I don't need to see myself. Oh, here. No.
It just moves it. But, yeah, I'll go back to that one. Mm-hmm. I'll click the other icon. Go back there.
What?
You can make that larger. Click the button, and you just click. Now click the button to your right. Now click the button all the way to the left. And see what okay, so click it again. Now click the button all the way to the right. Now, if you hit stop share, click that. Now it's big.
Okay.
But then, to share what you
over on here,
click share screen.
I got it. Okay. Click it. Hey, Devin.
Hello.
Share screen. And then Safari. If you choose desktop, they see the whole thing.
Right.
If you want them to see it. And then you can hit share screen only. Unless the blue one.
I know, I'm asking. Let's see. This one.
So then, see now, all they see on their screen is this. And maybe a small window.
Okay, do you guys see the notes?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't read it, though.
It's too small.
It's too small. Okay, let's see. What makes this larger?
Go up here to view.
Well, don't you have a keyboard thing that does something here?
Maybe, but I don't remember the shortcut to it. Just click view. So it's going to be this and the plus and minus sign.
This?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, where's the plus minus?
Up there by the delete
button. Oh, I see.
So click on the actual document. So then now you can hit that and plus, and it should zoom in.
Is that better?
Yeah, you just have to put it in the center of the screen.
So drag the window open, and maybe that will help.
Well, I know, but usually on mine, there's a deal down here.
To slide it over. I know, but I think it's because you're sharing. Hit stop share and see if it'll go back to a normal window up top on your screen. Now see, now click on that window. Okay. So what you'll have to do is you'll just have to track the corner.
Here.
There you go.
Okay.
And now share it again. Share screen. Click on the Safari outline. There you go. Share with the blue one. Now is that better?
Is that better?
A little bit better, yeah.
Yeah, you'll just have to scroll.
A lot.
Let's poke this back a little bit. See all of you.
Yeah, is that okay there?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm going to tell you how to close. By the time you're done, so you should be good. You'll hit stop share.
Okay.
And then it'll say, like, leave meeting. Okay. And you leave the meeting and then just close the windows and you're good to go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Oh, thanks very much.
Because I won't see you.
Yes, I know. Take care of your kid. I left the water out there, but I'll be fine.
You can take one of those to go if you want.
No, it's okay.
Arnold Palmer.
Take an Arnold Palmer with me. No.
I should pick up audio yesterday for mom and pick up audio out here. Hey, so I'm going to close the door. I'm going to leave it unlocked.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I don't see everybody to the right.
There is nobody.
I'm in.
Wow. This is interesting. Okay, so who do we have? We have Caitlin. No, we have Kale.
Yes, sir.
Good man. And Devin.
Yep.
And Shay. And Tori. And Josh. Did I get everybody? Kale, Devin, Shay, Tori, Josh.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, and Kay's on her way, right?
Yes.
All right. I'll make her. Well, hey, guys. Sorry we had to do it this way, but wanted to get this review done. Thursday can be used as a reading day because we're ahead. So, which will probably be a sleep-in day. But, hey, one of the questions that you'll see a little bit later on is that we are gonna grade one of the questions on the test is, did you do the reading? And if you haven't done the reading, you really need to do that. Okay, so just letting you know. Ah, and there's Caleb. Well, hey, just let me tell you a couple of reasons why I'm doing this way is because I'm in Edgewood, New Mexico, where last Friday my daughter-in-law gave birth to Theodore Justice Worley. So, so I was here for that, and I'm on my way to Amarillo right after this class. So, by the way, I'm an hour earlier than you guys, so it's 7 o'clock. It reminds me of when I went to DCC, we had 7 a.m. classes. So there you go. Hey, anybody have any prayer needs or anything as we get ready to start the class? We do have a DCC alum whose father had apparently a severe heart attack, and he was out a ways. So, Brittany is her name, and I'm not sure of her dad's name, but she certainly asked for prayers. And so, hey, Shay, I'm going to ask you to pray, if you would. Would you be in prayer for not only for Brittany Crenshaw's dad, and Brittany, as she's a missionary in Honduras, so she's flying back and trying to be with her father. It looks really bad, so she's asked for prayers. Also, hey, pray for each other. This is a home stretch. By the way, I've sent a couple of you your papers back. A couple good, couple not so good, but I will get those done hopefully in the next couple of days. Our basketball teams are going to be traveling, so be in prayer for them, if you would. And again, sorry, guys, that I didn't bring bagels. I'll bring those for the final exam that's going to be next week. Next Tuesday morning, so 8 o'clock. So I'll bring bagels for there. But be in prayer for each other, okay? As you wind down, and guys, please, please, please study for this final exam, and please, please, please get your reading done. All right, and anything else that you're lacking. Excuse me. By the way. There is the extra credit stuff that you can do. So, you know, if you want to do extra credit stuff for everything that you do, there's 5 points that you can get, which would be beneficial either for a paper or a final exam or the reading, any of those kinds of things. And there's 3 things that you can do. One is the read the Secular Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2. Guys, I'm telling you, that probably takes 15 minutes, and all you got to do is tell me that you did it. Secondly, read the scripture twisting. That would take you maximum 10 minutes, and that's 5 points. So I can't remember what the other one is, but it's in your syllabus. So some other people walked in. Who walked in?
Yes.
Okay, Bomber.
Joshua Harris.
Josh Harris.
Michael.
But no Eli, huh?
He didn't wake up.
Oh, Flocha.
Josh Walls.
Yeah. Who?
Josh Wall.
Oh, Josh. Josh, both Joshes are here. Good. Okay. All right, I can see all you guys except, I think, Janae over to the right. And Shay, if you would, please lead us in prayer, okay?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for this day, God. We come to you as humbly as we know how, God, and we just want to thank you for your grace and your mercy you bestow upon us every single day, Father. Lord, we love you, and Lord, just want to continue to praise you each day of our lives. Father, right now we come to you and on behalf of Brittany and her family, Father, Lord, for this troubling time. We just pray that you are able to give them comfort and pray for safe travels as she comes home to be with her family, God. Lord, we know you are provider, Lord, and you are healer. So we just pray that your will be done in the situation and that the family is comforted through it. Father, we pray for all of our teams that may be out traveling. We pray for traveling mercies and that they make it back to their destination safely, Lord, and have a good time and fellowship with each other. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we just pray as our last few weeks come in these classes that we're in right now, God, for we look more towards the importance of them in our lives and not just towards what grades we retain, but the information so that we can use this, Lord, for your glory and your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to take a look at the final exam. We're going to walk through that. And remember, it is in Moodle, and the answers are there as well, but I want to walk through those with you, okay? So before we start that, are there any questions that you guys have about anything going on that you need to know about?
Are you sending back our paper on email or just going to...
Yeah, if you send it to me by email, then I will send it back to you by email.
Okay.
Okay. And if you gave it to me hard copy, then I'll put it in your box. I'm going to be back in town. We should be back in town Thursday morning. I'll be back Wednesday night, but I should have it in your mailbox or email it to you as soon as possible.
Sounds good.
All right. Other questions? Okay. And I think that I have your. I think I have all your phone contacts. If I have any questions or just talk to you a little bit about your paper. Especially those of you who turned it in early. So I just want to make sure that I've got that down. excuse me, guys. I'm trying to clear my throat. So either you can text me or email me your cell phone number. Current phone number would be great. So. And my phone number is 214-395-7775. Man, you guys on the front row, you brought some food with you.
Yep. No donut.
I see that you brought plenty to share, right? No. Okay. So, guys, let's start with the number one. Can you see it on your screen?
Yes.
All right, good. List and discuss the three major revelations regarding the church in Acts. Okay, we did that at the very beginning. That should be at the beginning of your notes. Notice it says list and discuss. Okay, don't just list. Don't just say origin, nature, and function. Okay, by discussing, now I put a little bit of stuff there. I would say a sentence or two, just so that gives me an idea of what, you know, that you know what we talked about. What we're saying here is that the origin is that Jesus created the church. He did that in Acts 2 by the power of his Holy Spirit. And so nature, I'm looking for the fact that we are united in Christ. Ephesians 4 talks about that. Our function is to be the instrument of Jesus, his hands, his feet, his mouth. Remember Acts 9, we are the church. It's a living, breathing organism. Our function is to be Jesus to the world. So do y'all get that, or do you need any further amplification of that? You got it?
Yes.
Any questions about that? Okay. Number two says, list the three major antagonists facing the church. That does not say and discuss. It says list. So, guys, you're going to get, excuse me, basically you're going to get 5 points for each of these questions. And so, for example, if you list but don't discuss the three major revelations, that's going to be 2.5 off. So, but on question two, it's simply list. You don't have to discuss. And the three would be, and they're listed right there, the prejudice that they had, and we've talked about that all throughout the book of Acts, personal interests, and pride. Those were the antagonists. Those are three things that stopped or could have stopped the movement of the church. Those, remember the prejudice that the Jewish Christians had for the Gentiles, the personal interests, you know, that's Aquila and, or yeah, no, that's Ananias and Sapphira. They wanted their personal interest, and the pride that was there was not only the rulers, but it was also in the Jewish pride. Okay, notice on number three. Well, any questions on two? Okay. Excuse me. On three, discuss fully. Notice fully the purpose for Luke writing Acts. And Josh, I think you've got these down. You've said them two or three times for the class. But guys, you're going to have to get them. The three, and notice on the test, it's not going to say the three purposes. It's just going to say discuss fully the purpose for Luke writing Acts. And that's a historical, that is the apologetic, and the theology. The historical, remember, gives us the idea, and you need to discuss the historical aspects, is that it helps us to see what the early church was like and how the early church moved and spread. The apologetic is extremely important because that's a defense of Christianity, that Christianity did not come in to take over the world. That's not what it was about. And so Luke is writing, they are not dagger men, they are not terrorists, we are not antagonistic toward the world. Our purpose is to love and serve the world. That's the apologetic. Okay? And then the theological, discuss fully the theological. The idea is that the theological is that there's a lot of theology, as you guys well know. I mean, we've discussed eternal security. We've discussed baptism. We've discussed the Holy Spirit. We've discussed Pentecostalism. We've discussed the Jewish tradition versus the pagan religions. Luke wrote Acts to deal with the different theologies and the theology itself of the Christian church. So. Do you guys need more on that, or do you get it? I see heads nodding, so you're okay. All right. Then, but guys, again, discuss fully. You're going to list those three, historical, apologetic, and theology, and you're going to discuss them. Okay? Then discuss and give examples of how the dating took place in Acts. Guys, we've said it a bunch of times, the external and internal evidence. You need to take a look at that. Okay. The internal evidence, for example, you know, Claudius kicked out all the Jews from Rome, and that was done in AD 49. So we know that Priscilla and Aquila, it's talked about in Acts 18. It's talking about Priscilla and Aquila in Corinth after Rome. They'd gotten kicked out. Or we talked about Gaius as proconsul in Corinth in 51-52. So that gives us an internal idea of what happened there. What happened, what's listed inside of Acts and what that tells us outside of Acts. So remember, we also know that it took place sometime between 33 AD and 70 AD. Why? What happened in 70 AD?
Destruction of the temple.
Exactly. And that's such a profound event that Luke would have mentioned, hey, by the way, hey, there's Eli. By the way, you know, the temple was destroyed. No, we don't have that. And so that's how we know, you know, and boy, if you really want to make me proud and happy, you can do terminus ad quem, terminus a quo, the time from which and the time to which something happened. And that's in your notes at the very beginning. So what you need to do is discuss, guys, remember when I say discuss and give examples. So if you just discuss it and don't give examples, that's going to hurt you on the final. Okay? The key verse. Well, I'm sorry. Let me go back. On number four, are there any questions about that? Got it? Good. Okay, number five. What is the key verse in Acts? And don't forget the and why. Okay, the key verse in Acts is Acts 1:8. And all you have to write is simply it summarizes Acts and the Holy Spirit's plans. Remember, you guys memorized this one, or you wrote it out five times. You know, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. So that's the definition, or excuse me, that's the outline of the book of Acts right there. So Acts 1:8. Okay, anything else on number 5? Hey, Kay.
Hey.
Anything else on Acts 5? All right. 6 is really something that's really up to you to discuss, but the three, you need to discuss the three major issues in Acts 2. And those are, remember, going from the beginning, middle, and end of Acts 2, the birth of the church, you've got speaking in tongues. You guys did definitions on tongues, okay? So use those definitions, speaking in tongues, speaking in other languages. Glossa is the Greek word for speaking in tongues, other languages. And then the second major issue was baptism. When you discuss that, let's see, I read a paper recently. Tori, you wrote on baptism, so boy, you could write a lot about this. But you know, the issue with baptism is not the mode, it's the reason. The Greek word baptizo means dip, plunge, immerse. Okay? So there's no real question about that. The big question is why. And so, you know, do you have to be, is it essential for you to be baptized or not essential, etc.? You don't have to answer those issues. Hey, Chris. You don't have to answer those issues. You just need to discuss the fact of what the issues are. And then the third major issue in Acts 2 is the social issues. Remember, we talked about this as well. What responsibility does the church have to to the community, to its own body. At the end of Acts 2 and the end of Acts 4, you know, it says there was no needy person among them. So, you know, what responsibility does the church? By the way, I'm sitting in a church office here, and this in Edgewood, New Mexico, and they believe that that the church ought to be very, very involved in social issues. Just over before Thanksgiving, on Tuesday and or Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving, they gave out 200 full meals for the people in the community. They didn't have to be people in the church. They just gave them out. they found out that the teachers didn't have any extra money to buy supplies for the students. So they took up an offering, and they got each teacher in the whole community an $80 gift card so that they could go and buy gifts. So, I mean, this church truly believes in the church ought to be involved in the social well-being of the community. Okay, any questions on number 6? Okay, number 7. Explain the Sanhedrin. Okay, you guys also did this in your you did this in your definitions. So we're using the definitions. Remember, it's a Supreme Court of Judaism. It's a power in civil and religious affairs. Members were priests, scribes, and elders. Sadducees and Pharisees were represented during the book of Acts. The Sadducees were in power. They were in control. Think of it like our Congress, okay, where you have representatives, etc., or the Senate. It's very similar to that. Okay, there were 70. Somebody in your definition said there were like two representatives or something like that. That's not the case. There were 70 people on the in the Sanhedrin. Okay, so the Sanhedrin are the guys that Jesus stood before. It's the guys that Paul stood before. Especially, remember, in the latter part of Acts, he stood before the Sanhedrin and Ananias, and he offended Ananias. And then even before that, in Acts 4, that's where Peter and John had to stand before the Sanhedrin, and they were amazed because these guys were agrammaticos. They were unschooled, ordinary men. They were amazed at their courage. And they took note that they'd been with Jesus. So, okay. Anything else on number 7 or questions? All right, number 8. Discuss why God had to use Paul to reach the Gentiles. This is not Paul's background. Okay, that's the next question. This is not Paul's background. This is the Peter's problem, and we've discussed this pretty fully, but Peter could not overcome his tradition, his prejudice, and lack of education. And I'm telling you this, that it's not about Paul here. It's about Peter. Is because last year I asked that same question, and some people put, well, Paul's background was blah, blah, blah. No, that's the next question. This one is that Peter could not overcome his tradition, prejudice, and lack of education. Okay, questions on that? You guys hopefully remember some of this stuff in the class, right? Number nine. Discuss how Paul's background prepared him to reach the Gentiles. Man, you know what I should have done is not given you the answers right here. We should have asked them in the class so we could discuss these. But okay, so Paul's background and think of this in terms of four, okay? Not three, but four areas. There's the Jewish, there's the Roman, there's the Greek, and there's the Christian. Okay, so think of it in those terms, four. Okay, so his Jewishness is from his father, and he his secondary education was in Jerusalem. And remember, his teacher was one of the most famous rabbis of all time, Gamaliel. Hellenism is also Greek, so his Greek background. He grew up in Tarsus, which is second only to Athens in Greek background, and that's his early education. Remember, he was from Acts 21. We see where Paul was born a Roman citizen, and so he somehow got that from his father. And then Christianity, that's the fourth one. That's from Christ. In the 2 years which he spent with the Spirit in Arabia. So that's Paul's background, and that prepared him to reach the Gentiles because of his background. And by the way, if you want to, you can also take a look at the fact that where Peter couldn't overcome his tradition, Paul, his background had to do with, he was urban. He had a testimony. Remember, at the end of Acts, he shared his testimony three times before rulers and authorities. And remember, he was educated. Peter could not overcome his education. Lack of education. Paul had education. Peter could not overcome his tradition. Paul had much more an open worldview. Peter was rural. Paul was urban. So that's how Paul's background prepared him to reach the Gentiles. All right. Anything else on number nine? Okay, Josh, don't hurt your head, man. Okay, 10. Discuss the importance of Paul's approach in Acts to modern evangelism. Okay, I don't have the answer there, so why don't you guys tell me? Why was Acts 17 so important? Che, are you raising your hand?
Well, I guess not. But that's where he spoke to the people in Athens about the unknown God. And
yeah.
It was important.
Well, I was going to say because he used their background to kind of, I guess, connect with them on a level.
Yeah, very good. Okay, what else? Anyone? Mueller?
Didn't he kind of take their literature and their, like, the gods they believed in and stuff, and kind of, like, creation? It talked about God's the creator of everything.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely, Tori. That, remember, he used their literature. he used Erastus. He used Cleitus. He used Epaphras. He used all of those people, their literature, and quoted their literature. And Tori, also remember the antithesis of that is that he did not even use the Bible. He didn't use the Bible at all. Why not?
They didn't know it. I was going to say they would not understand
it. No, exactly. They would not understand it. So how does that relate to modern evangelism? You know, Caleb, when you're out there sharing the message of Jesus, what do you learn from Paul in Acts 15? Well, you got to know where they're coming from, don't you? Secondly, you know, is it going to help for you to quote a bunch of Bible at them? No. No, because they probably have not read the Bible, for one thing, and they don't believe that it's the absolute truth like you do. You get it? So, what is a major difference between Acts 17 approach and Acts 2 approach? What did Peter, and the day of Pentecost, what did Peter share in Acts 2? You know, who was the audience?
Jews.
Yeah. Yeah, Jews. And so Peter was able to use the Old Testament scriptures because they'd read them. You know, he quoted Joel and the Psalms. They would have known them. Okay. Guys, this is a huge thing in Christianity. Don't ever forget this. Don't ever forget Acts 17. Remember, I told you guys in my graduate thesis, I wrote that Acts 17 is the scripture for the 21st century. And that was the first challenge that I got, or the first questions that I received when I was defending my thesis. They said, why did you write that? And I had to defend that. And I did. three PhDs all agreed with what I said as far as the defense. Acts 2 is for maybe back in the early 1900s, 1800s, when everybody knew the Bible. The Bible was used in elementary school. By the way, I found a book that was used in 1946 as a textbook for a Bible class at North Dallas High School. So everybody knew the Bible. Now, no one knows the Bible. You know what? I would dare say that the majority, or I would dare say that a bunch of you, even in this class, probably don't know the Bible like you ought to. You know, if you were in the 1800s, you would know the Bible because they would study that. But Acts 17 is the new approach. Okay? Any questions on that? Sorry, I could beat that dead horse, because I think that's just huge. All right, number 11. Guys, notice it says list. You don't have to discuss it, you just list it. And remember, look at 11 and 12, okay? 11 is areas Paul stressed, and 12 is how Paul measured, okay? Major areas Paul stressed in each church and letter was unity, love, and giving. Remember, everybody can participate in those three. Everybody. Okay? Questions about that? Okay, was somebody ask a question? Okay. Number 12 is measured. Paul measured every church based upon their faith, their hope, and their love. In every letter that you read, Paul talked about their faith, he talked about their hope and love. Remember in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, he says, I thank God continually for your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope. Faith, hope, and love right there. Okay, so don't get those confused. Stressed is unity, love, and giving, and measure is faith, hope, and love. Okay? Questions about those? All right, 13. What do we learn from Paul's ministry in Ephesus? Guys, remember that Paul's ministry in Ephesus was, it was a success. It was really a beautiful ministry, even though it was in a very difficult setting. Ephesus had the temple to Diana. Remember, Ephesus is where they had the riot, huge riot in the theater, 24,000 people there. Well, what do we learn? Why was it so successful? Well, you can find that in Acts 20. Okay, it's listed there. And also, you can see how Paul ministered in 1 Thessalonians 2. Paul said, we were delighted not only to share the gospel, but our lives as well. Remember when you saw in the video, when you saw in the video, Paul was saying goodbye to the elders. What happened there? You remember in the video?
They cried.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Paul wept with them and they prayed together. You know, he had a passion for ministry. He had compassion for the people. Hard work. He said, you know, look, you didn't have to help me. I worked hard. And so if you want to see, you know, exactly how Paul ministered, he describes that in Acts 20 when he's saying, hey, this is my last time here. So they went house to house, all of that. Okay. Any questions on 13? Cool. I'm thinking you guys are going to get an A on this test. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Who said that? Was that Josh? Okay. What are some common threads of salvation found throughout the salvation accounts in Acts? Okay. Some. Here's some notes here, guys. Some means three or more, not two. Three or more. So in other words, I want three or more common threads of salvation found throughout the salvation accounts in Acts. That's half the question. The other half of the question is explain each. Okay? So I've just listed some here. There is repentance. Man, you guys, remember, what does repentance mean?
Turn away. Turn the opposite direction.
Change your mind.
Okay. Josh, there you go. It says meta. Remember, the Greek word is metanoia. Change how you think. Change what you know. Okay? Meta is change. Noia is what you know. So you can describe that. There was confession. You know, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. you can do belief. Because you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Baptism. Man, you guys, you know that baptism was found throughout. I think there's something like 8 different accounts of baptism that took place. So baptism, it was extremely important. We know that the Holy Spirit was important. When the guys had the baptism of John, Paul said, he recognized that they did not have the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is a part of that. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized and you receive for the forgiveness of sins and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. There is proclamation that's there. One that I didn't put here that I was just thinking of is joy. Remember the Ethiopian eunuch went away rejoicing. There is joy in salvation accounts. Okay. Can you guys think of any others? Those are just a few that I thought of. Okay, so in other words, you don't want to just say repentance. I mean, hey, you get half credit for that. But you want to talk about what repentance is. And Josh, you described it well there. You know, like repentance is, you know, that metanoia. It's change how you think. It's a change the way of thinking. It's a Christian worldview. Okay? All right, any questions about that? You got it? It is, you know, tell me what they are, three or more, and explain them. Okay? All right, number 15. Describe one significant event in each of Paul's three missionary journeys. So, what can you tell me? Tell me one in the first missionary journey. Anybody? Open up your Bibles. Come on, help each other out here. You do the first row, look up one event or a couple of events in the first missionary journey. The second row can look up the second missionary journey, the back rows. You can look up the third missionary journey. How about that? Guys, if you're looking it up, it's going to be after 13, Acts 13. That's the first one.
16, the second one.
You guys got it?
I got one.
Go, Josh.
The Jerusalem Council happens during his first missionary journey. It's not really on his missionary journey, but it happens at the same time.
You're talking about Acts 15?
Correct.
Well, he comes back.
Crap. Never mind. Hold on. Let me find another one. Okay. The Lystra and Derbe.
Yeah, there you go.
They want to sacrifice bulls to him.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, they thought they were, remember, they thought they were gods. And Paul tore, and then Paul got, remember, he was stoned and should have been dead. They thought he was dead. But anyway. All right, there you go. There's one. Okay, how about the second row? Did you find anything for the second missionary journey?
So second one was when after Paul and Barnabas split up, and then we said that Lydia's conversion happened in the second missionary journey.
Yeah, in Philippi. Remember, he got the Macedonian call. Absolutely. And remember, in Philippi, that's where he was imprisoned. There was an earthquake, and the Philippian jailer became a Christian. Okay? There's two significant events in Paul's three missionary journeys. What about the third? Guys in the back.
Peter visits Antioch during
Do what?
Peter visits the Antioch during the unleavened bread. I can't say.
No, it's Paul's missionary journey.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Man, we just talked about one. It's a big one. What? What, Shay?
Were we going to say something about Athens? I don't know.
Well, really, yeah, he went back, but do what?
Pentecost?
No, Pentecost was in Acts 2.
Did it happen?
Okay. How about a significant event that happened in Acts 19 or 18?
18.
Evil spirit.
Priscilla and Aquila.
In Acts 18, yeah, he goes to Corinth. You got all the stuff there. Remember what happened in Acts 19?
Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The riot.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, there's the riot in Ephesus.
Yes.
Remember, I just talked about that. Huge riot in Ephesus. Okay? 24,000 people in the theater. All right. Oh, there we go. Okay. Now, remember, it's not list, but describe one significant event in each of Paul's three missionary journeys. So you should have three. Okay? There you go. You helped each other with that. Thank you. All right. Anything else in number 15? Okay. Let's go to number 16. List at least three parallels Luke presents between Peter's ministry and Paul's ministry. Now, guys, remember in your notes, let me see if I can. Well, if you look through the Moodle, there's a chart there that actually has these parallels listed. Okay? But there's miracles, there's raising from the dead, there's sermons, the defense before the Sanhedrin. Both defended before the Sanhedrin. Remember, Peter was in Acts 4, Paul in Acts 21, so, or 20. No, it's 21. So, there you go. Okay? Any questions about that? Now, all you do is list those. You don't have to discuss them. Remember, list. Okay, questions?
You said Peter was Acts 4?
Yeah, before the Sanhedrin. And both raised the dead. Remember, Peter raised the girl. He raised Dorcas from the dead, and Paul raised Eutychus from the dead. So they both raised people from the dead. They both preached great sermons. Peter, Acts 2, Paul, Acts 17. They both gave a defense. Yeah, I already talked about that. Miracles. Remember, with Peter, his shadow would fall on someone and they would be healed. With Paul, remember that there were handkerchiefs that were sent, and those people would be healed through that. Okay, number 17, give a one sentence synopsis of each chapter in Acts. Okay, if you look in Moodle right before that, a student came up with the ABCs. Can you see it on the screen there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that gives you an idea. Okay? So you can take this and use this. That's fine. Or you can do something on your own. If you come up with something creative, let me know. That'll be fun. Okay? Guys, if you want to meet in Sparky's, you can meet in Sparky's. That's a phone ringing here. If you want to, it's class period is over. If you want to meet and do a study group, Caleb, do you set those up, or how does that set up? If you want to do a study session,
I can set one up. Yeah. If we want to.
Okay. Yes. We'll talk about that in a minute, but guys, if you want to, you know, that way you can help each other You know, I really want you guys to do well on this final, obviously. Okay, and then number 18. Well, I'm sorry, any questions on 17? Okay. 18 are explain the issues discussed at the Council of Jerusalem and the resulting resolution. And then don't forget, did Paul follow each of them and how do you know? Okay. So what's the answer on that?
Does a Gentile have to be a Jew before they can be a Christian?
Bingo. Okay. And what was the resulting resolution?
Yes.
Does what?
No.
No.
No. Hey, Josh, you get points for putting yourself out there, man. Okay. What was the resulting resolution?
No.
Yes.
Look it up, Acts 15.
Hey,
God. It's in Acts 15. Yeah, the big discussion was, does a Gentile have to follow all of the rules of the Jews?
He said there's no, that there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles, and he talked about, the miracles and the signs and the wonders.
Okay, but the resulting resolution that they sent out to everybody is there's four things that Gentile Christians cannot do. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's right there in Acts 15. What does it say? No eating meat sacrificed to idols. What else?
Sexual immorality.
Sexual immorality.
No sexual immorality. Guys, it's right there in Acts 15. It's right there.
No food offered to idols.
No food offered to idols.
Yeah.
Meat from strangled animals and from blood.
Yeah. No drinking blood. Okay. Those are the four. That's the resolution. Now, here's the question. Did Paul follow each of them?
No.
No,
he didn't. Which one? How do you know?
He ate meat, didn't he?
There you go. That's right. Okay. Who said that? Way to go, Tori. Yeah, you know, he talks about in Romans and in 1 Corinthians, he says, look, you know, if the weaker brother has a problem with eating meat sacrificed to idols, then don't do it. But, hey, I don't see any problem with it, you know, especially if I don't know where it came from. So, basically, Paul was saying, I don't even ask where it came from. Hey, I got to tell you, when I'm over... You know, when I'm over in West Africa, I don't ask what's in something. I just eat it, you know, because I don't want to know. Okay. So there you go. Okay. Any questions about that? It's right there in Acts 15. Anybody got it? Okay. Number 19. Did you do all the reading? Now that's a gimme. That's a gimme. You can. Yeah, you're not going to get that wrong, but it is going to affect your grade. And so what I'm going to want there is you can say, yes, I did all the reading, if you did. And all the reading includes the textbook. It includes reading through the book of Acts those two you should have done. Remember we actually, you could say, yeah, I read through the book of Acts because we went through it scripture by scripture, and we watched the videos which were the exact NIV. Secondly, the textbook. Now, you remember at the very beginning, if you got a textbook, then you could read along. If you don't, then you're going to have to read through that textbook, okay? Or you're going to have to lie. Please don't do that. Third is there's articles that are in the library that or you could look them up. Either way, you should have done. All right, yeah, Tori, you had a question.
Yeah, you said if we read in class everything from the Acts book, that was required, right?
No. We read through the book of Acts.
Right, but the actual like textbook that we would read, like Caitlin would read, you said that was part of the reading as well, right?
Yeah. Okay, so what you'd have to do is if you did all the reading, you just put yes. If you said no, but I did 50% of the reading, then that's going to be your grade. Okay. And I know, guys, that's going to be a question of integrity at that point, because you're going to have to say, dude, am I going to take a hit on the reading or not? Okay. And number 20 is also a gimme. What was the most beneficial area of study in Acts as far as the whole thing and why? You know, why was it? So, guys, that is the final exam. Remember, you don't have to question, okay, is this going to be on the test? Is that going to be on the test? That's the test. Okay, so I will hand that out. I will hand that out to you just like that. Okay, bring paper and pencil or utensil to write with, and, be sure to do that. Hang on just a second.
Paul was down.
For the first mission. Was it 13?
So the first mission was 13.
Sure.
The second one was 16 and the third was 19. Yes. Yes, it's a penalty. Well, I'm going to have to write one of Paul's stones.
Okay. Nice. See, I just thought I'd talk among myself, and then you guys will will be able to share some things. Okay. Hey, do you want to have a study session? Do you want Caleb to set that up, or what do you want to do?
Set up, bro.
Ask you, bro.
I guess they want me to. I don't know.
Okay, do you want to select a time now?
Do we have class on
Thursday? No, no.
We could do our regular class on Thursday. Y'all are like, hey, materially bound. I don't know. That's just a suggestion. Don't stone me. Just figure it out. I don't understand. Me too. Sleeping.
Monday. remember, Thursday is a reading day or a study group day, however you want to do that.
We have our study group day. 8:30.
In the morning?
On Thursday in the morning.
What y'all want to do?
Come on now.
We're already conditioned to be here.
Not mean.
Yeah.
Only have like 5 weeks. Shay, we'll have one more week, Shay. One more week. Yes. Oh my goodness, I don't want to.
Fuck. Okay.
We got one more week, Shay.
Thursday at 8:30.
Sweet.
Right here. Beautiful.
8:30. In the morning.
Did I get my text message?
In the morning. How's that show at
night?
Things
for 15 minutes
of extra. Yeah, I thought if you took them up right now, then they can do that at the end of this class.
No cereal.
Okay. Well, they're in 201. Yeah, they're in 201 right now. I'm just teaching.
Feel a little bit differently
than yeah.
I might
a little
bit differently than
that.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Can we still get chapel? I think
I'm sorry. We still have chapel. Have you skipped it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did y'all make a decision?
Yeah. 8:30, Thursday morning.
Friday early. Very good. Okay, hey, Annette Esclavon is going to be there in just a second. That's what I was verifying, and she's going to hand out the course evaluations to you, so you can get that out of the way. And then the next time we'll meet will be a week from today, and that'll be the final exam. And good, guys, you've done a great job in this class. Okay, hey, guys, let's end this class like we do every class. What'd you get out of this class? Okay, you probably got a lot. So let's start back at the back with Kale. Kale, what'd you get?
That better study for this test.
Okay, I think everybody got that one. Is there anything in particular that you got out of this class?
Just this.
Okay, has anybody got anything different that you got out of this class?
No.
Yes, Devin.
Learned the missionary journey is one thing from each.
Good, good. Okay, anybody else other than, yeah, Shay?
Just the importance of evangelizing out of chapter 17, not having to just use the Bible but reach people where they are.
Good. Yeah, and guys, you don't have to use the Bible. You know, you use your life and what Jesus has done in your life. Absolutely. Okay, anybody else?
Final Tuesday, next Tuesday.
That's good. Okay. Kale, you're batting 1,000, man. All right, anything else?
How authentic Paul was. He wasn't living. Authentic he was, just everything he did was just following Jesus in his own way. It wasn't like, I have to do this, or it wasn't religious. It was very much like his own story and just following Jesus and his own convictions. And I don't know, I think that's encouraging.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Well, that's a good idea. What did you get out of this course? You know, you're going to answer that for number 20, but what did you get? What is one thing that you got out of this course in particular? We'll start with Josh up front.
I think, yeah, definitely. Okay, Acts 17 for sure. We're talking about how Paul shared the gospel differently depending on people's background and stuff. I think that's definitely applicable.
Okay, Devin, what about you?
Going off what he says, it's just a good area to start if if you're faced with something like you don't know how to handle it, and someone who doesn't know the Bible, it's to know, what to do in that situation.
Good. How about you, Caleb?
Probably Acts 17 and how it differs from Acts 2, like the different ways to reach people.
Yeah. How about you, Bomber? I can barely see you over there.
guess how big of a controversy baptism was?
Yeah, okay. How about you, Kay?
Mine was the same as hers. I just like learning how people come from different backgrounds and how some believe, like, if you're not baptized, then you're not saved. So that was just pretty cool to go in depth in baptism.
Yeah. How about you, Tori?
Well, it kind of goes along with just kind of being fascinated at Paul's life journey of how he could go back and preach to a place that he once condemned and just how powerful the gospel is in people's lives. And it doesn't limit what you can do in the future because of it.
Yeah, cool. Shay. I'm sorry, Tori. Were you done? I'm sorry, Tori. Keep going.
No, I'm kidding. I'm good. Okay.
But yeah, just how hard, like, Paul pushed and, like, I don't know, even to Marvin, like, you know, and just wanted to spread the gospel and share it with God's people, you know, after they stoned him and tried to kill him.
Yeah, I mean, that, and to me, that kind of goes with what I got out of it, which was seeing the acts of the Holy Spirit and how the Spirit was so prominent in everything that they did. And that's, that was a testament to me.
Very good. Eli, what'd you get?
Sleep?
Oh, no.
Skeleton acne?
Yeah. Michael.
Probably the same as what Josh said about how Paul would, like, share his gospel based on their background, pretty much.
Okay. How about you, Josh?
Importance of Acts 17 and the importance of Paul's and his missionary.
Very good. Okay, what about Josh?
The importance of Paul sharing the gospel, and, you know, that God will call us to do certain things, and the importance of baptism, and that Peter was raised.
Good. How about you, Kale?
I'm going to go with the baptism. Yeah, like Peter said, baptism was different than Paul's, a different view they had on different baptism.
Very cool. All right. Dr. Halen, what did you get most out of the book of Acts? What's your favorite part?
I like the coordination of you will receive power with the very beginning of the book.
Yep.
This is the beginning. You know, in my former treatise, I told you Theophilus about what Jesus began to do and teach. And so the idea is that Jesus continues to do and teach, but he does it through his followers.
Yep. Very cool. Yeah, I think for me, guys, the overall idea is that God uses everyone for his glory. And, it's out of the book of Acts that I got this statement: there is no insignificant people in the kingdom of God. And the fact that everybody is welcome, the Ethiopian eunuch, a Roman soldier, a centurion, a girl who, you know, a rich woman, a poor girl, people from all different backgrounds, and they're all welcome into the kingdom of God. That's just the cool thing about the book of Acts. Well, okay, guys. Hey, you're going to finish up those course evaluations. Dr. Halen, are you getting those? Are you receiving those? Or
this escalon's running an error for me. So
okay. Well, guys. Hey, thanks for being a part of my first experience on Flex Campus. And we will end. And guys, have a great rest of the day. We will talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
Whoa!
Oh, a big head.
That's frightening. Oh, that's frightening.
There's me.
That's creepy.
Leave me alone.
ball, right?
Walk on. Thank you.